my music. All right.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Punks in the Pod podcast. We're here. Shut the fuck up. I'll kill you. All right. Welcome to the Punks in the Pod podcast with James and Parker. We're here joined with Griffin Radford from...
Hi, I'm a retard.
...from our band, Loveless Whispers. And what's up, boys?
Playing Relative Insanity. It's like Cards Against Humanity, but more colorful.
Yeah.
Slightly more retarded.
Okay, retardation is relative.
You can't pick your nose, but you can pick your family. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family.
You fucked that up.
Yeah.
Multiple times in a row, actually.
Alright, you ready?
Whatever. Cards.
Last time I did this, I was naked.
You are special, but not in a good way.
I eat lightning and crap thunder!
The last time I did this.
Yeah. Maybe we should start over and actually reshuffle into accurate hand sizes.
But this game is basically like you gotta complete the sentence and it's good. That way we don't have to redo this.
The emergency room nurse walked up to us and said... Mine's stupid.
Hey, come on, James. Pick your card.
Dumbass, I wasn't that late. There.
Alright, 5, 4, 3.
Do me a favor and jiggle the handle.
Can somebody take me to the emergency room?
Wait, what?
He won that already.
I saw something like that once at the fair, but... No, hold on. Kurt, you don't make any sense.
Can you take me to the emergency room? Are you dumb?
Yeah, but they're in the emergency room.
That's the fucking point. It's supposed to be absurd, you retard.
Yeah, it's supposed to be...
No, you! Uno, reverse card!
Bitch, come at me. I will plus four and then Uno, reverse card back at you.
While watching the kids play in the backyard, Grandma said to my sister about her youngest. Some of these you can't even find jokes for.
Oh, I have a couple that are like perfect for everything, but I'm just not using them.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just so you know, the police are on the way.
It looks crooked to me.
So obviously the acne medicine isn't working. I think Griffin got that one.
You guys should fucking...
Shoot or no shoot.
That's 2 out of 3. Up.
Okay. Alright, you got that one.
Why would you go rock? Or why would you go rock on that knock or whatever?
Alright, so recently we've been trying to work on one song.
When I asked my mom where Dad was, she answered...
So James tried to make me ride a skateboard.
Yeah, not the worst thing I've ever tried to do. Let's be honest here.
I didn't know you hate your dogs that much.
Alright. 1, 2, 3. Leave.
Just close your eyes and think of something happy.
Pull my finger!
I'm fairly confident his diaper needs changing.
I mean, mine makes the most sense, but James' delivery was just fucking out there.
There was an exclamation point, so I was like, alright,
we're rolling with this.
The only thing I ever heard about my dad say about my cousin Franny was...
I already have a card. It was the first one I saw. Are we allowed to add words to the cards?
No.
For presentation?
No.
Shit. Does it say that in the rules?
Somewhere.
Stop fucking with that, Griffin.
I like Spark.
Are you stupid?
Fun with blowtorches.
I'm gonna kill this man's.
Alright.
I'm gonna kill you first. Don't take this wrong, but you're full of crap.
That looks like it needs stitches.
He's in the basement doing whatever he does down there.
Franny is a colonel. That looks like it needs stitches.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you're full of shit.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you need stitches in your brain.
Take this.
Don't piss off men with a blowtorch.
Who won this
bad
one?
Bad cat! Bitch!
Bad cat, man.
Bitch. You got the cards wet.
All right.
Piss off me and I'll spray you like a cat.
Who won? Eat shit and die. Eat shit and live, Richard.
Who won?
I did.
Okay, we're gonna...
Pow!
Does someone play something different?
I gave up.
Alright, we're good. I'm winning most of this just by rock, paper, scissors. Rochambeau skill.
Our family's motto is... Actually, no.
Mine's good, though.
Yes, that's mine.
If you love me, you will stop wearing stretch pants.
Give him a break. He just got out of jail.
I've been to prison. Did you know that?
We've been to prison. Did you know that?
Oh, so we're just going to be throwing that information out there now. All right, wonderful.
Give him a break. He just got out of jail. Come on.
My cousin Joe showed us a naked picture of his wife on his phone. The only thing I could say was...
I love how this is just going to be multiple minutes of awkward silence.
Alright, let's go. Parker, pull one.
I have the perfect one, but I can't find it.
Pull my finger!
Okay, I got that one just from sheer delivery. Oh, you're playing the Oregon Trail.
Turn this fucker on.
It's the long line.
Oh, it ain't.
Dumbass, you don't hold it. You just press it. Give it to me.
No.
Alright, let's play.
My wee-wee feels all funny.
You make me feel better about my own life. On second thought, I'm not hungry.
Oh my god! No, Kurt gets that one. Kurt gets that one.
I was gonna be salty, and then I was just gonna be like, you know what, never mind.
It's like a fat. I am not hungry. See, told you I had the perfect card. At the conclusion of the meal, Dad pushed his chair back from the table and said,
Hold up.
Pull my finger.
Okay, everyone flip.
You are not the father!
My only regrets are my job, my marriage, and my children.
I need a Gas X tablet.
You are not the father!
James, damn you and your great delivery.
While trying not to watch my sister make out with her boyfriend, my brother said out loud,
hold up.
Oh, there we go. Can I mute this?
Okay, I got this. Alright. Alright, guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Alright. She comes on strong and stays on long.
I've never seen one that little before.
Every time I'm with you, I lose the will to live.
Who wants to battle this one out? Want to settle it?
Kurt, who won? Him? Okay.
Oh, I was about to do Rochambeau, but okay.
Rochambeau. We were all shocked when Miha said to the preacher's wife,
"Where's a pedophilia joke?"
Alright.
You better get this one.
Okay. Flip.
You obviously keep the Tooth Fairy very busy.
I prayed for normal children. Why has God turned his back on me?
I don't trust anybody that has ears like an elf.
You obviously keep the Tooth Fairy very busy. You guys not know what a blowjob is?
Yeah, no, fuck off. That makes little sense, but okay. I'm just gonna name myself G.
Okay, doing this.
I will never forget the day my grandpa said to me,
"Perfect.
Alright.
Come on.
I know
I'm on the highway to hell!
I know you need encouragement, but I can't think of anything good to say.
Will you please teach me all you know about STDs?
What in the fuck? No, you get that, but what in the fuck?
It's a senile old man, come on, think about it. Oh, also, we picked up this, you want to listen to it later? It has a parental advisory sticker, so we know it's good.
When my Grammy walked through the kitchen wearing nothing but a paper-thin nightgown, my father said,
"Let's go, don't wait, this one's almost over, honest, let's make..." Alright, Parker, you got one?
Okay.
I'll take that as a no. Ready?
Yeah.
"Look what I found in my navel!"
I'm voting you off the island.
I'm voting you off the island!
You really should wear underwear with those shorts.
It's a Love Island joke. Get it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
"Look what I found in my navel!"
Too late, Kurt already won. Oh, wait, really?
As we snuggled on the couch, my wife slash husband whispered into my ear,
"Okay, this one's fucking perfect. Okay, ready?"
Yeah, ready.
"Are you gonna eat that?"
"So what's the story with the giant tattoo?"
"That thing on your forehead is so distracting."
"Are you gonna eat that?" "Thing on your forehead that's so distracting."
Well, those two work perfectly together. As the entire family sat around discussing, my mother, made the comment.
Sorry, I while I'm doing this, I'm playing Oregon Trail.
No, wait, that doesn't work.
It's perfect. This is the only one that really works.
Alright. 5, 4, 3, 2.
"Someone's been to the Goodwill store?"
"It's too bad you didn't get any of your mother's jeans."
"All of my sex ends with an apology." Yay, I win!
Just from pure absurdity.
It's a senile old woman, what do you expect?
Just...
My brother's favorite song is...
Hold on.
I mean, I know I should pick one with that's like a really long sentence and make a Panic at the Disco joke, but I'm not going to because that's way too shallow.
Alright,
bye. "Groom's bride is a whore!
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of?"
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
"That smells like bottle ass!"
"Who wants to get naked?"
"Who wants to get naked?"
My hoo-hoo witches.
You fucking won that.
What's yours?
"That smells like bottled ass." Could you imagine that song? Just, "It smells like bottled ass."
When asked to sum up her life in one sentence, Grandma said,
That smells like bottled ass, 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 ass. I put my hand on your head, and it just sounded so hollow. It sounded like a fucking water.
What do you think his skull is? Thick.
Alright. Everyone ready?
Yeah, sure.
Five, four,
what was
three,
the card? Two, to sum up her life in a sentence, Grandma said.
If he is the question, the answer is no. If I ain't dead by Thursday, Jenny, I'll be raising hell on Friday night.
Is it supposed to be that color?
I like James.
Like James, could you imagine a fucking partying grandma? That'd be the shit. Walking to a nightclub and see a grandma just with a couple of drinks.
While walking past the bathroom door, I heard my mother say to my father.
Better yet, a grandma with a mohawk and the Gilman.
Hell yeah.
Right. Maybe like Billy Joe? Corey Taylor's grandma's here? What the fuck? I thought she died. Probably shouldn't make that joke. Okay, what was it? When I'm walking past the bathroom door, I heard my mother say to my father, I want a divorce.
How much you want to bet that's a card?
I wish.
That's not a Cards Against Humanity card.
Mm-hmm. Think so.
My favorite is a big black dick.
I got one. Alright, here we go.
Alright.
You have always been a disappointment to me.
I thought it'd be longer.
He's a dreamer. Unfortunately, he dreams about honey buns.
Shut up and take my card.
Shut up and take my card.
Shut up and take my money!
Dad walked in.
Terrible Fry impression, wow. Shut up and take my money! Yeah, you sound more like Fry.
Dad walked in with blood all over his shirt and said.
Funny enough, that was my first try on that impression. Wait, what? Dad walked into.
Alright.
It's not my fault he has a lazy eye.
This is the beginning of something big.
Telltale heart just fucking right there.
I'm having plumbing problems.
You won that.
Yeah, you won that.
Two in a row.
See, it could either be he got his hand stuck in a garbage disposal, or he tried to fist his wife at the wrong time of the month.
As the family
It should be called upper cunting. Prove me wrong.
As the family sat around discussing my brother's new girlfriend, my mother said.
Okay, we good?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, for crying out loud! No one wants to look at that!
His elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor.
I could really disappoint her.
Oh, for crying out loud! Nobody wants to look at that!
When you have to re-deliver.
Yeah.
As Uncle Lloyd stood in the living room, very drunk and very naked, grandmother said.
I have, like, the least cards out of all of us.
Hold on.
I'm still surprised none of you even chuckled at porn car.
Cool.
So a bit of backstory, okay?
Yeah, porn car was a thing in our DMs.
Yeah, so Kurt just went to Cali. Somebody was riding around in a car that had, like, one of those adult experience wraps on it, right? And I just, in the band chat, my only reply to that was porn car, and then after that I just made a bunch of porn jokes.
Oh, that's really hard, man, to make all those porn jokes. Must be so difficult. It almost is like a double black diamond. Double black BBC, if you will.
Alright.
Come on, man, I'm trying over here.
You see, I literally just made a snowboarding joke and then turned it into a big black dick joke.
You know, God is watching, don't you?
Her face looks like she's been sucking on a lemon!
I am so thankful I don't have to do his laundry.
It's a senile old woman.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Yeah, okay, with the grandma ones, pretty much anything goes.
I am so thankful I don't have to do his laundry.
So that is the laundry.
Me.
All right, you want to battle it up?
Yeah.
Hello? I'm retarded. And now the news. Nobody gives a fuck.
You were literally standing on rock. I'm like...
Hmm. Yeah, I just kind of gave up.
Everybody gives up.
On the way home from the family reunion, Granny made the comment...
From the family reunion? Ah, I got it. I'm gonna add this segment to tomorrow's episode.
Okay.
That way we just release one per week.
Here, just let me install the double bass real quick.
Tap dancing.
Did you actually just bash your skull on the table?
No, I did it look like that?
Yes!
Hey, you guys get that SpongeBob thing I sent?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
It was...
Somebody's been hitting the bong.
Alright.
If The Biggest Loser wasn't about weight, I would have a contestant for it.
The last time I saw something like that... That looked like that. It was in a medical pamphlet.
Kurt.
What? What was this?
Oh. Yeah, no. And honestly, contestant's sitting right here. You can't see it, but I'm pointing directly at myself.
As we all sat around watching TV, my Aunt Dottie suddenly yelled...
Not even close. Evan.
Yeah. Biggest candidate for that show.
I knew after.
If you guys don't know, we have a running joke about this one kid that used to be a piece of shit.
Probably still is.
He still is, but
he's a fucking Nazi. What do you expect?
Yeah. And you were throughout the whole year. We were like, who wants to bet to punch him? He was so fucking annoying and get on our shit all the time. And when you get on a punk's shit all day. You're gonna get fucking hit! That's like your one-way ticket to a fucking emergency room.
Alright, James, you ready?
What's up?
Are you ready?
As we sat around the...
I'm gonna just light myself on fire.
No.
I'm bored.
No. No.
Pardon me, I have a corn dog caught in my throat.
Oh, surprise, she's eating again.
That's the opposite of good.
Pardon me, I have a corn dog caught
in my
throat.
Face it, it's your husband's dick.
You guys remember mine? Stop it!
It's fun to spray him like a cat.
Got in my eye!
Dude, there's soap in there.
Oh, shit!
You bastard!
Maybe you should have said that earlier. You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thought it was implied by the bubbles.
Dumbass, you think I was looking at that? You okay, mate?
Ah!
Dude, it's red.
I figured as much!
I'm joking, it isn't red, it's white.
Oh!
So, who won this round?
James. If we can't decide, it's probably gonna default to him, because he's got the best delivery.
When Uncle Coot staged the door at 3 in the morning, the first words out of his mouth is...
Wait, okay, I thought it said 3, I was about to say what?
Who names themselves Coot?
Who names themselves Coot?
Or who names people Coot?
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't name yourself, jackass! Okay, you don't... Okay, touche. Wonder, will this electrocute me? Nope.
Just...
I enjoy pain!
No. Bad Griffin.
What the fuck?
Can I see if we have any goldfish?
Or pot?
Hold up.
Scratch that, goldfish and pot.
Yeah, I could see you as a pothead.
Me?
I know you are. I see him as a pothead. I'm just like,
shh, you're gonna blow my cover. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, we have act.
Drugs are bad. Don't do them.
Wink, wink.
You guys want some popcorn?
Just no crack.
Yeah.
But it can make you do anything, I've heard.
Crackheads so can do anything. You guys want some microwavable popcorn?
Dude, no, that's gonna give me some Vietnam flashbacks.
Why?
I just don't want popcorn.
I want popcorn.
Okay, then make popcorn. I just don't want any.
Make yourself, man. Give me a bag.
Fuck it, just give me the goldfish.
We're out.
Fuck.
The snack that smiles back! Goldfish!
I just maxed out the recording. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're trying to just pop in the sound and make sure it's good, like the mic is fine. Hold up, I got the best way to do that.
Meme review! No, meme couch.
Who wants to bet he does that just?
Yeah, it's literally just for checking.
What?
Wait, you want to do it too? This is what triggered me.
That could be a fucking sick ass rap beat. You know,
dude, stop.
Dumbass.
You have the fucking blowtorch.
Dude,
I'm
stop.
Right?
I'm sorry, I like fire.
I've kind of gathered as much, mate.
Shut the fuck. This is my song. Penis.
This
wait,
is
I like how that.
Hold up.
That actually came.
Hold up. This is my favorite. This is my favorite song.
Kill me, please! This song is called A World on Fire.
Ah! We should probably get back to the game.
Bo Burnham
is the best.
I've gotten that you want to fuck every bi-man in existence. Just give it a rest.
Hey, oh, let's go.
Ah! Oh, that's fucking hot!
Hey, we're splitting that.
It's okay. I found a different person.
Give
me have a cutting board and go play
fucking.
Ah! I have scissors!
Stop, you five-year-old
who wants to watch a comedy special?
Dude, we're in the
yeah, we should probably just call it here. There's no way we're actually going to productively get
peace
back
out, boys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Or,
I'll
you know, in the next part of this.
Oh, by the way, we're going to have to make another Rice-A-Roni run.
Fuck. That's a long-ass way.
How? Guitars and more is longer.
Oh, yeah, good point. That's, you want to try listening to that one new album that we have?
I want to go out for a smoke.
Oh, crap, we recorded all this. They know our location.
Bro, everything we say on this podcast is not a joke.
Most of
except for him.
Except for my life.
Okay, my life is perpetually like the world's worst comedy special.
Let's watch some Mulaney.
Aziz Ansari. Hmm? Aziz Ansari?
I'll be back. Don't do anything.
Everybody laughed when Amy Schumer said she wanted to be a comedian.
No,
nobody's laughing now. Anyways, good night, everybody!